social housing group FRAPRU kicked off a series of public assemblies in Montreal on Thursday. They'll be speaking to community groups across the province about how the housing crisis is impacting Quebecers and how to build housing for those hit the hardest.
Do we want market or we want social?
Rents have gone up by more than 60% in Montreal since 2018, the year the Coalition Avenir Québec took power provincially. At the same time, the CAQ shuttered Quebec's social housing fund, Accès Logis, replacing it with a so-called affordable housing program, known more commonly by its acronym, FAC. The FRAPRU's Véronique Laflamme told reporters that this shift from social to affordable puts more public money into private hands and into units that low-income tenants just can't afford.
This return to market to finance what we called before social housing, it will have impacts, short and long term. And we are already worried.
She'd like to see Quebec build 10,000 units of social housing a year. While that will come with a hefty price tag, she says the province is already paying the cost in terms of issues like homelessness. With Montreal rents rising 7% in the last year alone, she says that crisis is bound to get worse.
Every day, we are working with tenants. We are working with unhoused people, with young people who see that there is nothing for them except precarity. So we cannot give up.
The mobilization comes as Quebec enters an election year, and one in which Premier François Legault will not be running. Louis-Frédéric Vérot-Giroux from the Homelessness Solidarity Network, RSIQ, says that politicians will be looking to set platforms and make promises. That means now's the time to build momentum and push for action.
We need to know whether or not they will seriously engage with the housing crisis and whether or not they will seriously invest in order to make housing a right.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bujal with the Local Journalism Initiative.